Thank you, Jesus. 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 I bless you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, glory to your name, Lord. I lift you up, God. Oh God, we come before you right now, God. We just want to praise and worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, Father God. As we come before you, Father God, bow and kneel before the throne humbly as we know how, Father God, because more than anything else, Lord God, we want to be true to you, God, and true in you, Lord God. We don't want to wear a mask, God, and operate in false pretense, Father God. We don't want to suppress things, Father God, but we want to be true, God, that we may be genuine as you make us more like you, Father God, as you create us to be in your image, God. So before we do anything else, Lord God, we want to lift you up and exalt you, Father God, and praise your name, God, because you said we ought to enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Lord God, and we, Father God, owe you so many praises and thanks, God, so much gratitude, Lord God. You have done so much for us, Lord God. We want you to know that we appreciate you, God. We give you all the salutations, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because even in the midst of all of our challenges, God, we can still stay out of a hard place, God. You have just still been that good to us, and we want to say thank you, God, because you are moving mountains on our behalf, Father God. You are settling, shifting some things, Father God. You are putting things in their proper places and positions, God, and we want you to know, God, more than ever that we love you. We love you so much, God, and we dare not allow anything to be exalted higher than you, God. Nothing will stop or mute our praise, God. We don't care what we go through and experience, God. It does not matter who comes up against us, Father God. We will still glorify and praise your name because we love you, God. We love you, Lord God, and we want you to know how much we appreciate you, how much we adore you, God, and how truly grateful and thankful that we are, God. We are thankful for you today, God. We thank you, Father God, because you loved us so much, Lord God. You are allowing us to enter into that place of peace and rest to you and the knowing the assurance, God, that you are with us, Lord God, and we want you to know, Father God, we are so grateful and thankful on today, Father God, for all that you're doing for us, God, every mountain, every obstacle, every challenge, Lord God. We want to thank you for it all, Father God, because we know, Lord God, it's for you to strengthen us, God, to make us and not to break us, Lord God. So from the depths of our soul, hearts and pits of our soul, we want you to know that we appreciate you, God, because in the midst of it all, God, you are with us. We thank you, Father God, you never leave us or forsake us, God. We thank you, Father God, even in the midst of the fire, God, you're not allowing us to be, Father God, burned up and singed, but you're burning up everything that's not like you, God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing it all to be burned away that's not like you, God. We thank you for being the consuming fire that not only consumes us, God, but consumes those things that are not like you, Lord God, so that we may walk in spirit and in truth, Father God, that we may be true and genuine, Father God. Oh, Lord God, because we cannot get rid of these things on our own, God, but we know, Lord God, as long as we abide in you and you abide in us, God, that you, Lord God, will purge out everything that's not like you, Lord God, because you will not allow anything that's not useful for the building of your kingdom, Father God, to be embedded on the inside of us, God, because you're using us for your glory, Lord God. You're using us, Father God, to build up your kingdom, and we, Lord God, are honored to be handpicked and chosen by you, God. We are honored for you, Lord God, to choose us to be your servants, to follow you, God, and to do the things you have called for us to do, Father God. So right now we come before you to ask for your help because we need you, Lord God. There's so many things, Lord God, that's going on in our lives, God. So many obstacles and challenges that we face, Father God. And we want our hearts to be right, God. And we know, Lord God, that we can't see the things inside of our hearts, God, because you said our hearts are evil and desperately wicked, Father God. But we know that you search the depths and the reins, God. So, Lord God, whatever it is not like you, we ask that you will purge it out, God. We want you to continue to make us open, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to help us because you are our help. And we look up unto you, God, because you are where our help comes from, Father God. So we're looking up to the hills, which come in our help. And we want you to know we need you, Lord God. We confess today, God, that we need you, God. We cannot do it on our own, God. On our own, we fail, God. But in you, Lord God, we can always reach to success, God, because your word tells God we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we need you to be our strength, Lord God, because these things are trying to overtake us. They're trying to consume us, God. They try to make us feel that we ain't got no power. But you, Lord God, put your spirit on the inside of us. And because you created us in your image, God, you put some power on the inside of us, God. So I ask that you would help us continue, Lord God, to walk in the power and authority that you have given us, God. Continue, Lord God, to help us to know who we are and whose we are, God. But in humility and meekness, Lord God, we don't want to let pride and haughtiness to get in our way. So we're asking for your help, Lord God, that you will help us to walk in character and keep our integrity, Father God, and not to compromise, God. And even in the knowing, Lord God, that we would not allow our hearts to be smudged, Lord. Help us. Help us, God, not to allow our hearts to get smudged, even with the evil and wickedness of being presented before us in the knowing, Lord. Please help us, Lord God, that we would not displace our anger and that we will, Lord God, not allow it, Lord God, to be projected at the wrong people and the wrong target, God, because even though, Lord God, it may, the people may do the things, God, it's the spirits that operate on the inside of them, Lord God, so that we would project that anger, Lord God, and Father God, project those things towards the enemy that he may know that he ain't got no rights, no power, and no authority over us, God, and not even the things attached to us, Lord God. So one today we plead the blood of Jesus over our homes and our marriages and our children and everything that you promised us, God, because we know, Lord God, what you preordained and predestined, nothing the enemy cannot touch it, God. So Lord God, we're asking that the blood of Jesus continue, Lord God, to cover us and everything attached to us, God, and continue, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, continue to be our burden bearer, Father God, because you said where your yoke is easy and our and your burdens are light, God. When these things are too heavy for us to carry, that we can come to you, Lord God. You said when our hearts are heavy, Lord God, for us not to be troubled. So we giving you our troubles and our concerns, Lord God, and our issues, and everybody, Lord God, included in it, Lord God, because we want to be pleasing in your sight, God, and we don't want to get out of place or position. So we coming to you because we need your help, that we can maintain our self-control, God. Keep our posture, Father God. And even, Lord God, when we speak, Lord God, that we would not have to speak things out of our mouths, Lord God, that say one thing but mean another, Lord. Help us to tame our tongue, because you said bitterness and sweet can't come out of the same mouth, God. So we need you, Lord God, to help us to word our mouths, God. But you be able, Lord God, to be able to express ourselves, Lord God, where we can make it, Lord God, make it known what we're trying to say, God. But do it, Father God, from a place of love and peace, because you said we are to be at peace with all men. So we need your help, Lord God, that we'll not even be afraid to say and approach these things and these individuals on today, God. Continue, Lord God, to give us that strength of David as he defeated Goliath, Father God. He knew who was before him. So we, Lord God, know that you are before us and nothing and nobody can stand up against us, God. Even though the weapons form, we know they will not prosper, God. So in the knowing, in the confidence and assurance, knowing that you are with us and you are for us, God, continue to help us to stand, God. Continue, Lord God, to help us to be sustained and to know, Father God, that we are stronger than we think we are, Lord God. Yes. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord God. We're not just asking for the help for ourselves, the strength for ourselves, God, but we are standing the gap for your people on today, God. Yes. Because it's so many of your people, Father God, in places and challenges, feeling like, Lord God, that they can't overcome these things, Father God. So today, Lord God, we're asking you to order our steps, God. Lead us and direct us, Father God. We're asking that you will be our guidance and our instructor, God. Give us the wisdom and knowledge that we need, God. And then show us how to apply it, Father God. Because, Lord God, you are a strategic God. You know, Father God, how everything needs to fall in place. That's why we're asking for your help to order our steps, God. And then allow your word, Father God, to be, Father God, guiding us. Because your word is truth, and your word will make us free. So if our steps are ordered in your word, we'll walk in truth. And we want to continue, Lord God, to be true, God. So let that word that's been planted on the inside of us continue to be watered. As the seeds are planted, let it continue to be nurtured and nourished, God, that you may get the increase to be glorified in us, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to do it, God. We crying out for the nation, Lord God. Because so many of us, Father God, want to do it our way, our plan, our purpose, God. But it's what you preordained, your plan, your purpose, your will, your way, God. So today, Father God, we put down our plan, our will, what we, Father God, had originally, Lord God, wanted the thing to be, Father God. And we're going to pick up your will, your plan. We embrace it, we accept it, we come into alignment and agree with it, Father God, because we know that your way, your plan is what's best for us, God. You knew us, God, before we were even born and formed and fashioned the wounds of our mother's belly, Lord God. You know us better than we know ourselves, God. So you know what steps that we need to take, God. You know when we need to make them, Father God, and how many of them we need to take, God. And we simply need to be still, Lord God. So God, we're coming to you and we're asking you for your help, Lord God, to order our steps, God. And let your spirit, God, continue to move in us, God, because we know we're led, God, by your spirit. This flesh won't rise up. So we putting this flesh under subjection, Father God. That the spirit will continue, Father, as we move forward, God. We're placing our minds and our thoughts under subjection, Father God. That your word, God, will word our mindsets, God. We'll think of those things that are of you, that are good and lovely, and of a good report, Father God. That we will not lean to our own understanding, Father God. And our mindsets, God, will not be in a place to conjure up illusions and delusions, Father God. Or things that have happened to us, Father God, won't take us to a place that we think evil and wicked, God. Oh, God, we'll ask you to order our steps. Order our steps in love and our speech and verbiage. Order our steps in our thoughts, God. Order our steps even in our planning, God, because you are such a strategic and meticulous God. And we need you to help us to navigate throughout this journey, God, because we don't know. And we know when you do it, God, we won't feel so consumed and overwhelmed. So, God, we are crying out to you, God. We are pleading. We are coming to you, Father God, in a place of desperation, God, because we can't do it. And we want to be pleasing in your sight, God. So we need you to do it, Father God. And we're asking, can you do it today, Lord God? Because tomorrow won't be good enough. We need you to do it today, Father God. But Lord God, if you need us to wait on you to do a thing, Father God, because you're still putting some things in place, give us the patience that we need, God, to wait on you. Because your timing is always perfect. So Lord God, in anticipation and expectations, we will wait on you, Lord God. We'll wait on you to tell us to move and how to move and what to say and how to say it, Father God, that things will move smoothly, God. And we just want to say thank you in advance, Father God, for allowing things to go smoothly, for everything to fall in place, Lord God, in the perfect time, because you said it's a time and a season for everything under the sun, Lord God. So Lord God, in the midst of us waiting for you to move, God, continue, Lord God, to help us to do what we need to do, Father God. Continue to work on us and work some things out of us, God, so that we'll be ready and in position, so that we'll be able, Lord God, to just fall in place with what you are already orchestrating, God. We want to say thank you, God, for putting everything, including us, in our proper places and positions, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking on today, you continue, Lord God, to help us to remove the titles and the conditions, Father God, off of one another, Father God, that we may be able to come together collectively, Father God, and work together. God, continue to touch the marriages. Continue, Lord God, to touch the parental relationships, God, with the parents and their children. Continue, Father God, to touch the relationships in the body of Christ, God. Continue, Father God, to touch the relationships, Father God, between those who are in leadership and authoritative places, Father God, between the people, Lord God, who have to answer, Lord God, because you put these people over us to govern us for a reason, because you have instilled some things inside of them to help us, whether it be spiritually or natural, Lord God. We can learn either way, God. So, Father God, continue to touch, Lord God, because you said that everything, Lord God, has a proper order, and we are to do things in decency and in order, God. So let everything, Lord God, have order in our lives. We can commanding everything in our lives to be in order according to your word. Oh God, continue to guide us today. Continue, Father God, to help us to walk tall, because we have the victory, God, not in a place of being puffed up and arrogant, but because we just sure. We have that assurance in you, and that's because you gave it to us, God. Our hope is in you, our trust is in you, God. So may we continue to walk by faith and not by sight, because we know, God, that in your word, it is true. And we can take your word written or spoken, and it does not change. And you are a man of your word, God. So, Lord God, continue to let your word order our steps on today, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you on today for your living word, for allowing Jesus to come, Lord God, and walk this earth, Father God, because he knew he understood, Father God, and that he may continue, Lord God, to intercede on our behalf. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, because we don't know nothing, God, without your Spirit. So, Father God, continue to outpour your Spirit even the more, God, we'll be able to see some things and recognize some things, God, and take heed to them, God, and then go into prayer. God, may we continue to stay fully on, being sober and vigilant on today, Father God, and soundness in our minds so that we don't lean to our own understanding, Father God. And may we continue, Father God, to use your word to fight, because it's your word that cuts up some things. You said it is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, Father God. So we know, God, if it will cut and divide some things in us, it can cut up some things when we go into prayer. So, Father God, continue to let your word flow through our mouths and in our bellies like flowing river waters on today, Father God. Continue to stir it up in us on today, God. And may we continue, Father God, to meditate on it day and night, that we may continue to be able, Lord God, to have something to fight with. Because we know we're not fighting with flesh and blood. We fighting, Father God, with evil and wickedness in high places, Lord God. And we know the higher that you take us, the bigger they come. But we know, God, the harder they fall, because it's power in the name of Jesus. So we call the name of Jesus right now, Father God, that every spirit that's not like you, Father God, will flee in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you, Lord God, is trying to attach to us, Father God, we commanded it to go in the name of Jesus. And in every spirit that's trying to come up against our families and cause division and discord, we cast them back to the pits of hell for whence they came. And we loose your spirit of love, your spirit of peace, your spirit of joy, that we may come together collectively, Father God, and be as one as you have called us to, Lord God. Any outside entities, Father God, we're asking that you will handle them today, Father God, because we know, God, that you are the biggest, and you are bigger. And nothing's too hard for you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank and praise you on today. We give you all the glory and the honor. Lord God, continue to touch our hearts, God. And as we come to you, God, and make our petitions and requests, God, may our hearts be pure and sincere, God, because we don't want our prayers to go amiss, God. We don't want you to have to turn a deaf ear to us, God. So let it be no motives, no agendas, no ill will, and no ill intent, God, but from a pure, true, and genuine place inside of our hearts. And we thank you, Father God, for getting our hearts right, God, that our prayers will be able to be answered, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to say thank you for what you're doing. God, we ask on today that you continue to show up and show out, because you're still performing miracles, signs, and wonders, God. Continue to do the impossible, God, and blow our minds. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're about to do, God, because you said, God, eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, it has not even entered into our hearts, thoughts, or imaginations, what you're about to do for us. So we thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you in advance, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, God, because we know only you can do it. You are able. Amen. And there's nothing too hard for you. You can do the impossible, God. We can't, but you can. So, Lord, blow our minds and show up and show out, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We give you thanks, God. And we lift you up, God. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God, for the miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. Lord God, you are glorious. You're awesome. You're amazing. And we bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue, Lord God, to hear our prayers, God. Touch the ones on the prayer wall, on the altar box, God, and those inside of our hearts that we have not even spoken, that we don't even know was there, God. But they are hidden inside of our hearts, and consider them on today, Lord God. And we pray and ask these things, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Can you? Can you? Can you? Can you?